The Czech Republic will bring back home state-owned artworks that are on loan abroad in an effort to avoid their seizure in a protracted arbitration case. The decision comes after an Austrian court last week upheld the claims of the Swiss firm Diac Human and seized three modernist artworks lent to a gallery in Vienna. The Czech Foreign Ministry considers any seizures of Czech property in breach of international law. Jan Richter has the details.
A Czech-owned painting by the French artist Edouard Manet on a long-term loan to a Paris gallery will be the first artwork to return home, if it is not in the meantime seized by French authorities. Last week, a court in Vienna ordered the seizure of two modernist paintings by Emil Fila and Vincent Benesch, along with a statue by Otto Gutfreund in lieu of cash. The court upheld a claim by Diac Human, a Swiss dealer in blood plasma, which demands around 10 billion crowns, or over $587 million, from the Czech state in compensation for having allegedly thwarted its business in the country more than 15 years ago. Shortly afterwards, a lawyer for the Swiss firm announced that a court in Paris had upheld its claims as well, although no Czech property has to date been confiscated in France. Czech officials claim the arbitration has not yet come to a final conclusion and do not recognize Diac Human's claims. But Czech Culture Minister Jiří Besser ordered on Tuesday the return of the Manet painting for fears it could be seized in Paris. At the same time, the ministry is reviewing all loans contracts with foreign galleries to see if they protect the artworks against this type of legal action. Mr. Besser said on Wednesday that dozens of artworks worth around 14 million euro are likely to be returned to the Czech Republic. Most state-owned artworks currently on loan abroad are part of the collections of Prague's National Gallery. Its spokeswoman, Petra Jungwirtová, says they have received the minister's order and will act accordingly.
The situation is a little complicated, of course, because National Gallery in Prague has very important artworks now in Austria, and we are ready to make all the process to respect the decision of Mr. Jiří Besser, of course. But in this moment, I am not able to say something more, because, you know, a dangerous protections and so on, so it's a little complicated to make a big comment for the situation, but of course we are going to respect everything what Ministry of Culture said.
Works of art are not the only Czech property at risk of being impounded abroad in the drawn-out arbitration case. The buildings of Czech embassies and consulates are protected by international treaties. But such protection does not apply to the Czech Centres, a network promoting the Czech Republic in 21 countries around the world. In some cities like Paris and Berlin, they are located at prime addresses. The network's director, Michael Pospíšil, says there is not much they can do against possible court-ordered seizures.
Czech centers have no means of protection because they themselves do not own the buildings. Wherever they are not located directly at Czech embassies, they use buildings that belong to the Czech state through the foreign ministry.
In a statement on Wednesday, the Czech Foreign Ministry said it considered seizures of Czech property to be in breach of international law, although it mentioned no steps to prevent such actions in the future.
Thanks for that report, Jan.